then, or back then it was all just one room, a living room. This mm-hmm. is what you would spread over you. And I also had another throw cover.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had the same thing. We had one satin comfort that you couldn't use on the bed because you'd wake up in the morning and it was, since it was satin, it would slide off during the night and be in the floor every morning, but you wouldn't use it if you were lying down on the couch. You're the first person I've ever met that said there was a difference. I grew up.
Well, to me there is. Now, there may not be.
What if you have a lot of, well, see, that's the beautiful thing about this type of interview. If it was a difference to you, well, then there's a difference. There's any answer is right. What if you had a lot of company and there weren't enough beds to go around, you might have to put some quilts on the floor and let somebody sleep on a
pallet.
Okay. If a child, while he's asleep, if he tosses and turns a lot, he might fall what?
Off his bed.
Okay. These are swamp terms, farm terms. I'm going to skip them. What about something that people might cut in the land if they want to drain the land? They might cut a what? A drainage what?
Ditch.
Okay. What about sometimes on the side of a hill, you'll see where the dirt is washed away and it's made a big thing like this that the water runs through. You call that what?
Just a wash down.
Okay.
A washout, I guess.
Okay. What if it's across a road? Would you have any certain term for that?
What would I say?
Well, you may not have a term for it. Do you ever use the term gully?
Yes, I guess I would say that. Okay.
Say what?
Gully.
Okay. What is a creek?
A creek is just a stream of water.
Is it? All right, what is a branch?
Well, creek to me is just a small body of water.
Okay. Is a branch?
And a branch to me would be a larger body of water.
Than a creek.
Right.
Okay.
More depth and width to it.
What about a stream?
A stream is exactly what it says, just a slight stream of water.
Smaller than a creek.
Right.
Okay, and then bigger than all of those would be a
river. Am I wrong?
I don't recall what you did. A branch to me is smaller than a creek. You said it was larger than a creek.
The creek that we used to go swimming in was certainly smaller than the branch that the old folks used to go down to and have a picnic. And we'd stay wading in the creek. But we were told to stay away from that branch.
We'd been camping while we were up in the Smokies, and we camped on a river, what they call a river, the Raymond's Fork River. And it's about as wide as this room. And I guess at its deepest, it might be 6 feet deep. And people kept correcting me the whole time because they said, where are you staying? I said, we're staying down by the creek there. And they didn't know what I was talking about because that's a river.
They call it
the Raven's Fork River. And see, I was brought up on the Tennessee River. And when I say river, I mean something that you can't even swim across, much less jump across.
For one thing, the branches down around Montgomery are smaller than the creeks up here.
What
do
you say? Well, my
hair up
in creek
is
a pretty good sign.
Like, that's right. The branch is a little stream of water coming
from
the creek.
But I was taking back to when we were told we could wade in the creek to stay away from the branch.
And the branch was bigger than the
creek. So to me, that was way.
In that sense, then, it was, in that one case, it was bigger because it would be.